you're listening to what I'm saying, just keep working at it, right? At the end of the day, like, just understand, what are you doing this for, right? What do we do anything for? We do things to make us happy, right? First and foremost, right? Success second, and then anything else on the back end of that is great. But whenever I do anything, I do things for to make myself happy and to be successful in it.
Hey there, welcome to Rave Culture Cast, your weekly guide to the EDM community, music festivals, and more, hosted by me, Emma Kapotis. Each week, I'll be covering everything from dance music culture, industry news, trending topics, and festival tips, advice, and reviews. You can also expect to hear stories from ravers, artists, business owners, and more. Tune in every Wednesday for your weekly dose of peace, love, unity, and respect. Hey guys, before we jump into today's episode, I wanted to share a message from a friend of the podcast, GlowFX. GlowFX makes top-of-the-line rave diffraction glasses, kaleidoscope goggles, lasers, LED optic space whips, light show gloves, and more. I have been using their products since 2017 and can safely say that the quality and the options that they have are truly amazing. You guys can shop all your rave gear at glowfx.com and use code EMMAK for 10% off your orders. That's code EMMAK for 10% off at GlowFX. What is up, you guys? Welcome back to Rave Culture Cast, your weekly guide to the EDM community, music festivals, and more. I'm your host, Emma Kapotis. Happy Wednesday, fam. You guys, we had a mix-up with this week's episode, just to let you know what's going on behind the scenes. We had to switch some things around. I told my students in my podcasting course a couple weeks ago that you always have to be prepared for when technology will fail you, because there will always be mistakes and accidents that happen. And this week's episode was supposed to be a different interview, but I accidentally deleted the interview out of Zoom, which was not fun to find out. So I am going to go ahead and re-record that interview with that guest, and that will be out next week. But luckily, I had an interview all ready to go with one of the co-owners of EDM Train, which is so exciting. This is a collaboration that I honestly have wanted to do for a really long time. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about EDM Train in just a second. EDM Train, I said that wrong, in just a second, and then we'll get into the interview. So really quickly, you guys know the drill. If you are enjoying Rave Culture Cast, I would love it if you would rate, review, and subscribe. There are always links to all of our social media platforms, including our Facebook group community and our Discord, in the show notes if you guys are interested in joining our communities over there. And lastly, I wanted to do a quick shout out. This is the last week that my course, How to Build a Highly Engaged Social Media Audience, is open for enrollment. It officially kicks off Monday, July 19th. So any aspiring content creators or social media influencers out there, you guys, listen up. This course is for you. This is the second time I'm bringing it back. It is a 7-week online course, over 23 video lessons inside. I also do 2 live group coaching calls. You also get additional worksheets and guides, like my Instagram hashtag guide. We go through captions, all that good stuff. And this whole program that I've built is taking you through the exact framework I've used as a creator to build up my engagement online. So I'm super proud of this course. If you guys are interested in all at all, I will have a link down in the show notes. I hope to work alongside some of you guys, and yeah, I hope to see you inside. So with all that being said, today, like I mentioned, we have Anthony, a co-owner of EDM Train. Some of you guys might be familiar with the platform. I have personally been, I've been going to EDM Train's website for years, literally years, like since my early 20s, I want to say. They basically help you discover EDM shows and festivals near you, and they have grown over time. So they've like expanded to a ton of different places in the United States. And what's really, really cool is you can add shows to the website, which has always been an amazing part of this community. So not only do they provide tons of show options, so it's literally my go-to when I want to see like what's happening in the area, but if you also know about a show, or like say you're throwing a show or something like that, you can submit it to the website. So it really is a community-driven platform that helps you discover EDM shows near you. So I love what they're doing. I think it's incredible, the community that they've built, and it's an extremely helpful resource. I seriously, like I said, I'm a prime user of it. So it was really cool to hear all about Anthony's story, how he got involved, and he's going to tell us like everything you need to know about EDM Train and where they're headed in the future. And of course, you know, the man travels to a lot of shows. So we talk all about music festivals and his tips for attending that many events and all good stuff. So that is what you are in store for today. With all that being said, you guys, I hope you enjoyed this episode, and please join me in welcoming Anthony to the podcast. So you guys, I have Anthony here from EDM Train. I've known about EDM Train for a really long time, but I don't know anything about you. So I'm so excited to just like genuinely hear your story, learn how all this got started, and just like, yeah, share your story with the audience. So first and foremost, can you just give us like the 411 on yourself? Like, who are you? Where are you from? How'd you get involved in all of this? Just to kick us off.
Well, I'm Anthony. I am a co-owner at EDM Train. EDM Train is a platform that was created in 2013 from absolutely nothing. The founder, his name is Michael. We were all at a festival, and we couldn't find certain shows, right? So like he saw a need for this platform. Mm-hmm. Or something that helped show people where the show after parties were or whatever. And he just started coding and putting it together. And it started off very small. It started off like a small child. And then, you know what, sometimes you don't think if something's going to last or not, like, you know, it was a hobby.
Mm-hmm.
It just turned into something more. It just started roller coaster, snowballing into many more things. We started in New York, New Jersey, and then PA, and then it just slowly grew. And we grew only on word of mouth. We actually mm-hmm. never advertised a platform because it was just a hobby. So like,
right.
It was for Mike, and then like Mike just was, he's just great at what he does.
Mm-hmm.
And it just started snowballing. And then I came into the mix. I have a background regarding business development in general, sales, marketing, and he's been a friend of mine since he started the company. And
wow.
we're very good at working together, and we just saw mm-hmm. like tremendous opportunity to grow the brand, grow the community, and make it easier for people to find shows mm-hmm. that they want to go to originally. Like you don't
right.
see many people that like, you know, go to like Google to look up for things. No, they go on EDM Train, they go on other sites, right, that mm-hmm. have all these things curated, but nothing is community oriented like our platform is. So
that's amazing. So are you originally from New York?
No, actually I was born in Canada. And then I came here when I was 11. So,
okay, cool. And you're living in New York now.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
Okay, cool. So, yeah. Love it. Cause I'm from New Jersey. So I was going to say, I don't even know when I discovered EDM Train, but it's been a very long time. So I didn't realize you just started out in this area as well. What got you into dance music in the first place?
My friends, I was EDC New York. I had never been to any like shows or whatever. I didn't even know what electronic music was. And, mm-hmm. I just went to EDC and, I just fell in love with it. I saw what Mike was doing. He was doing great things. And I was like, I got to get involved. And we were able to link up very early on it. But it just, when you have a group of friends, like I do, where it's all about the music, and like, mm-hmm. not about the nonsense or the politics or whatever it is, it's just about the music. I saw the beauty in that, mm-hmm. and the beauty that was like, you know, EDC and the production that they put into it, and just the beauty and the friendships that you build. That until now, I actually have, while I'm talking to you, I have friends that I've made from that EDC event, mm-hmm. that I made that EDC event, EZU or whatever, that are actually texting me right now.
That's so crazy.
I would have never known if it wasn't for these events. And I just saw the beauty in it all. And I just said, I have to be part of this community. And that's how I got into the dance music. The music is great, but mm-hmm. the community, what tied it all in together, right? Because music yep. is always great. But like, if it's not an experience, and it's not like if it's not magical, right? Mm-hmm. It doesn't hold me for long. It's like a transitional thing. Like
yeah.
it just became part of my life. And now I just go to all these shows, and I make so many different friends all over the country, if not the world. And that's what basically got me into it. It got me sucked
in. Wow. That's so crazy. I know, I was gonna say, it's that same like magical feeling that anybody in this community, just like it grabs you and you just can't leave it. I don't know. There's something about it, the relationships that you form, and yeah, the production of music is one thing, but who would you say are like some of your favorite artists now that you like to listen to?
So that's really hard because I have so many genres and subgenres that I actually like fall
listen to.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Look, I can't name artists because I don't think it just doesn't work.
Fair enough.
But I just with regards to just the thing about me is I actually do like a lot of the subgenres. Like, you know, people like, you know, usually have a niche or mm-hmm. niche or whatever they call it. I've fallen in love with so many different types of genres mm-hmm. based on just the energy that you see artists that put it out, like, right. And if there's a vibe, it catches, right. And I love good beats. Right. So like at first, like dubstep wasn't my favorite thing, but mm-hmm. it grew on me so much that like now we're, I'm going to one almost every week, or I go to Forbidden Kingdom, which is heavily dubstep. Right. Not all of it is dubstep, you know? So yep. It's people say it's an acquired taste or whatever. I'm like, no, if you actually listen to what's going on, you mm-hmm. understand where that fuel is coming from. And that's why, like, I don't have necessarily a favorite artist. I do have preferred genres, but like I've fallen in love with a lot of just the music in general from all these different artists, because all of them are telling a story of mm-hmm. how either they were raised, what they've gone through, or what they want their life to be. And it's
right.
It's putting that music. And if you're listening to it, you're like, oh my God, this is so beautiful, kind of thing, you know?
Oh, that's awesome. Okay. That's totally fair enough. I'm the same as you. I feel like everyone has it. Everyone has their evolution. Yeah. I don't know. I feel like as you go on to, yeah. Cause I think my first show was in 2011 and I think it just changes. Like, I mean, it was the Swedish House Mafias and Avicii, and then it was a lot of the Big Room. And then I was more into, I guess, just like EDM in general, but now I'm like a huge house head. I like techno, but I'm a big Seven Lions fan. So all over the map as well. It all sounds good to me. I love Eric Prydz. Yeah.
He's Prydz. Incredible. Yes. I love Prydz.
He's amazing. It's all good music.
Are you going to go to the Hollow show when he has it?
I'm going to do, yeah. So I did his last show in 2019 when he came to New York, and then I booked tickets just to the Eric Prydz show in November. So I'm going to be going to that. Yeah, I know. I never miss a Prydz set. Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to see me there. I don't miss Prydz sets either. Actually, regrettably. So that same weekend, right, that Prydz played, mm-hmm. he played three nights, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, right?
Yeah.
Originally it was just Friday, Saturday. And then there was so much demand that they created a Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So Hijinx was the same weekend, and okay. So was Nora and Pure.
Right? Yeah.
So I was like, oh my God, I want to go to all three of these events. And I did. Yeah. I went to Hijinx on Friday. I went to Nora and Pure on Saturday. And I went to Prydz on Sunday.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And so my friend, one of my best friends for the last like 20 something years, he's a huge Prydz guy. Right. Mm-hmm. And he went all three nights. Right.
Like, amazing.
It's not the same thing every night. It's like something different every night.
Right.
So he went all three nights. And funny thing is, as I'm saying his name, he just texts me right now, which is kind of funny.
That's so funny.
It's like they know I'm talking about them.
Yep.
But with regards to him, he's like, you got to come. I'm like, no, I'm going to Nora. I'm going to Hijinx. He's like, dude, it's Prydz. Three nights. Let's go. I'm like, yeah. Okay, I'll see you on Sunday. And it turns out he was there all 3 days. And he's like, Sunday was the best day. Right. And I'm
that's
like,
when I went. I went on Sunday.
Yeah. Yeah. And he told me that was the best day. So we were there at the same time. So,
so funny.
Small world, right?
Mm-hmm.
So like Prydz is one of definitely a top
iconic. Yeah.
So iconic, right? Because he's not a guy that performs many shows, but the shows that he does perform,
mm-hmm.
wow, are they magical.
Like, yeah,
wow.
This is what I keep telling everybody. I'm like, you guys, you have to see him at a festival. I talk about him for a reason. So yeah, that's the best feeling. Okay. So I wasn't going to bring this up, but okay. Doing three shows in a row, like what are your pro tips for surviving a weekend like that? Cause okay, that's so insane.
So pro tips, first and foremost, drink a lot of water, right?
Yeah.
A lot of water. You know, it's okay to nap before and after, like after the shows, like, you know, mm-hmm. even in between shows, just depending on what you're doing. Like personally speaking, between like, I usually go to the after parties as well. Like if it's a festival.
Oh my God. Yeah.
So like, you know, if it's say, and with Norm Pure goes until 4 a.m. So like, generally speaking, like I'm out until 4 a.m. It just drinking a lot of water, making sure that you get at least like, you know, 3-4 hours like that night. Mm-hmm. Right. And then, you know, YOLOing the rest.
Right. Just getting through it. Yeah.
Yeah. Just make sure to like be hydrated. That's probably the best tip. Like I do have a lot of energy personally. Right. Mm-hmm. So I don't need any other stimulants to get me going.
Help you. Yeah.
Yeah. But like, I know a lot of people do. And like, I would just suggest that, you know, do things safely and mm-hmm. drink a lot of water and just don't, you don't have to overdo it. The thing that we do is it all in moderation.
Right.
So if you're going to drink, you don't have, and you go, and you know, you're going out for 3 days, don't over drink for 3 days straight, you know,
right.
You know, keep a good tempo of things. Just like music. Like, you know, if you're, mm-hmm. if the music is off, right. Just like if the beat is off, you're going to be like, wow, this doesn't sound good. Same thing with anything else. Like anything, if you're drinking too much at one point, it's going to make you miserable throughout your entire time. Just totally. Like any kind of rhythm, you know? So that's what I would recommend. Drink a lot of fluids, a lot of water, and just be moderate. You don't have to just
marathon, not a sprint. Yeah,
exactly. It's a marathon, not a sprint. And you know, when you're out for 72 hours, you definitely want to survive the marathon.
Yeah, exactly. And just sleep afterwards. I totally agree with you. I think with like the big festivals like EDC or Ultra or something like that, like too many people make the mistake of going like so ham on Friday. Just don't do that, you guys. You have a whole weekend to do that.
Just enjoy your life. Like, enjoy it. Yeah. Like, enjoy your friends. Enjoy the music, right? Like, it's okay to drink. Like, drink. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't have to be plastered. There's that equilibrium that you have, like, right in the middle. Like, you're, like, mm-hmm. you're feeling nice. You're feeling buzzed, but, like, you're enjoying everything. You still want to dance. You still want to bounce up and down. You still want to headbang, depending on, like, you know, what show you're at. But, like, mm-hmm. you're just having that euphoric feeling of just happiness instead totally. Of just like please carry me.
Right. Don't remember. Yeah. You pay all this money.
I don't remember what's going on. So
that it's is so crazy. Okay. So you worked your way up until this point, because I want to go back a little bit, because I'm so curious to hear like how many shows you're doing and all of that, but starting back like 2013, 2014, what were those beginning few years of EDM train like, and yeah, how much were you involved in the beginning stages?
So again, it was a community oriented platform. It still mm-hmm. is, right? So my involvement was very little until it got overwhelming. Then like mm-hmm. my partner and I, we spoke and we decided, hey, like, listen, we have to be more hands-on.
Yep.
And we both like left our like main careers to like run the company because it needed it, you know? And
wow.
we have people working with us now, which is great. We have such a good team in general, right? And there's so much good synergy with us. And plus, like, not only is it just our team, but we work with anyone that wants to work with us, because mm-hmm. that's the whole point of our platform. Is we are community oriented, and we work with promoters, we work with people. Like, people literally DM us saying, hey, what's the next show? And I'm like, where are you located? And then I'm like, oh, we're in Baltimore. I'm like, okay. And I send them the Baltimore link for EDM Train so they could see for that what they're looking for, right? Because everything and who else does it? It's because mm-hmm. we want to make friendships, we want to make connections, and like we don't just work with venues, we work with or promoters, we work with the big dudes as well as the small dudes, like everyone alike. Everyone's equal to us, and that's what made the platform successful from the beginning, and we're not going to change the formula, right? We want it to remain for you guys, you know, for, mm-hmm. for you, for me, for like when I look for a show, I look on the platform too, and I'm like, okay, where am I going, right? Because again, it's not just curating it, it's everyone, right? So once it got overwhelming over the years, and it just expanded, and we had to get more servers, and we had to like you know, just put a lot more effort and time into it. That's mm-hmm. when we're like, okay, you know what? It's time to like take EDM Train to the next level.
Right.
Now it's like a recognizable brand where we have millions of users, and mm-hmm. it's like, now we have to take care of it. You know, we have to take care of it at a different level, because it's management grown. Of it is a full-time job. Yeah. So it's
That's what I wonder, because I swear, I'm not even kidding. Like EDM Train was like the site I would go to for all my shows. Like if I wanted to see what was coming up, I would go to EDM Train. I remember I would see like certain events get posted, and if they weren't on EDM Train, you could like submit a show. I would like sit there and submit shows to EDM Train. Like literally I have done all that. But when you start to scale though, how does that actually work on the back end? Like how many people do you have looking up events, and how do you find out about them? Like what is that whole process like?
We do work with many ticketing companies that help fill up the feed, which is fantastic, right? So a lot of it is curated automatically through our systems, which is great. But a lot, like because our platform does revolve under the underground show, the underground like kind of feeling, right? Where it may not be listed on a platform, right? A lot of shows do fall in the cracks, right? And we pride ourselves on the fact that we allow the community and want the community, encourage the community to add events. So like if I say you go to a place and you see a show, it's that easy. You just type it in, say who's playing it, like their SoundCloud pops up and you press, like you put the link in or whatever, or however they could get tickets, right? If it's even a Facebook link, you could put a Facebook link, right? You could put any link you want in there and it just gets approved, right? Like as long as it's not fake information, right? We obviously check and make sure that it's not sending you to some, you know,
dungeon. Sketchy place. Yeah.
Well, you know, we check that, but for the most part, that's what makes our platform like unique, right? We want people to utilize the platform in a way that they feel it's theirs instead of, you know, just
another
Google, you know?
Yeah, no, it is unique in that way. And in these past few years, are there any like big milestones or like moments that stand out to you as far as like growth for the company?
So during the pandemic, right? I would say we definitely had a few milestones, like with people, with users and stuff like that, which honestly, I don't personally count users because I don't want to see them as numbers, but as people. So that's not really like the things I'm looking for. What I was looking for is during the pandemic, right? Like one of the things that we did really well in my opinion is that when a pandemic hit, right away, we thought of a way to stay connected to the community. Cause look, we're an event listing platform. If there's no events, there's no need for us. So people would forget about this very quickly. And I was like, we can't let this die because of a pandemic, right? Like, you know, it already sucks what's going on with the industry, but let's find a way to mitigate this. Before we even went into the first lockdown in March, we had a fix for it. We started promoting live streams on the platform. So like that was, I think, one of my favorite, like a milestone for us because we were able to connect with people in a different way and bring music. And we actually started throwing live streams where we invited artists on our platform and we actually cured, like they would play on Twitch or YouTube, and we actually had it embedded in our platform. So you could watch it on the native
That's
app,
awesome.
Which I think was a lot of work on our side. But I feel like even though it was only used for like 4 or 5 months, right. Which is still available. The technology is still there.
Yeah.
It brought us closer to a lot of people, right? Because now it was more personal. I got to meet some amazing artists, some amazing managers, some amazing venues across the country. I got to speak to people that I would have never spoken to before, right? And I feel that's probably one of my favorite milestones, is the fact that it, like, you know what, in such a terrible time in our history, whether it's for the company or in the world in general, we were able to achieve some beautiful relationships with some people that we wouldn't have had before. So I feel like we were able to get something positive out of a very strong negative, as well as we updated the AI, we made it faster, more responsive. We added a news team, a new section on our platform. EDM Tunes actually does great with curating that thing. So everything that they write, it curates on our platform. So we teamed up with them. We added a videos tab as well. So it curates all of our Instagram. So like when people submit us videos, we post them so that not only just go to our followers on Instagram, but our followers on the platform as well. So those are some cool things as well. But
improvements as you go. That's awesome. I remember going to EDM Train a lot just to look up what live streams were coming up. But I just have to say, it's such an incredible resource, and I felt for like this whole community, but it is amazing that you guys were able to kind of like pivot and do that, because yeah, for so many people, we were like, we love these companies, we love these brands, and we don't want them to go anywhere. And we didn't know when this was all going to be over. So I'm so glad that you guys were able to kind of like adapt to that. And how do you feel about live streams now? What's your take on it? Do you think we're going to still have them, or are they going away?
I think there's gonna be a market for them. Like, just look at it. Illenium just threw a show in Las Vegas, mm-hmm. and the live streams were selling for $25, right? And
yep.
a lot of those live streams, like a lot of tickets were sold on our platform, right? Why? It's because, you know what? There's a certain, like, not everyone could be everywhere at the same time, mm-hmm. right? And live streams weren't a thing before, but now the technology is built, right? Like, a lot of ticketing companies actually offer a service where they have it. So like, you could only see this live stream if you pay to get in, and it's encrypted. Mm-hmm. So the technology would have never been built if it wasn't for the pandemic. And a lot of people want to see Illenium, right? Mm-hmm. Want to see one of these big artists. But hey, listen, not everyone could afford a trip out to Vegas or to the show. And there is a capacity. Whether like COVID or not, there's always going to be a capacity. So mm-hmm. if it's 100,000 people, right, 105,000 can't come in, right?
Right.
So all those people, those millions of people that want to catch that show, they have that ability to purchase it, like, you know, and watch it if they choose to do so. Mm-hmm. As well as, I feel like there will be always a population of people that may not, that are just introverts but love the music, that mm-hmm. live stream has just opened up a gateway for them to at least feel like, you know, that they're part of the community.
Totally.
Where they're like, I'm just like, I love the music, but like, I don't like going out, which is mm-hmm. fine. You don't have to go out to enjoy the music, right? You don't have to go out to enjoy the artist, but like if they bring you a production and they make it magical, hey, listen, get a 4K projector, blast it on the wall, get some, you know, like $500 to $1,000, yeah. Just that'd be crazy, right? So like the whole setup is like $1,500, and like bring some friends over, or sit by yourself and like just enjoy your life. You know, mm-hmm. Live streams are going to be around for a while. I think the technology being built made it possible, but yep. I don't think it's going anywhere.
I totally agree with you. I agree with everything you said. I think it gives so many people the opportunity around the world to experience these things. And even like what Tomorrowland is doing again with their virtual festival. I bought tickets to that last year and it was so worth it. So even like those experiences that they're building are extremely unique and really, really cool. But I think back to all those people who played like the room service festival, Brownies and Lemonade did a bunch, like how many artists got discovered because they landed a spot on a live stream?
So many, so many.
It's crazy.
I'm so happy for them. Right.
Like, yeah.
There are people that, like, you know, that really deserved it. Right. Mm-hmm. Like a lot of people deserve a lot of things. Right. But not a lot of people really go out and achieve their goals. And mm-hmm. there's a lot of artists that instead of taking the year off, they went for their dream and they achieved it. Right. Mm-hmm. And a lot of artists that are going to be discovered still because of this pandemic. So it's still not even over. Right.
Right.
Like, people are going to, like, because of the abundance of demand right now to go to shows, mm-hmm. there are not enough artists to book, like, there's so many venues, there's so many promoters, there's so many, and there's not enough artists. So a lot of these artists will get a chance
right
to perform, right, where they wouldn't have ever, right?
Right.
Like in New York City, like it's so hard to crack into that market, right? Mm-hmm. LA, it's so hard to crack in that market, but like, people are getting their chances, and I'm so excited to see mm-hmm. a lot of people grow and get a chance to thrive and to feel that success and that work paying off. Right. And if it hasn't happened to them yet, I do hope it happens to them. Just keep working at it. If you're mm-hmm. listening to what I'm saying, just keep working at it. Right. At the end of the day, like, just understand, what are you doing this for? Right. What do we do anything for? We do things to make us happy. Right. First and foremost, right. Mm-hmm. Success second. And then anything else on the back end of that is great. But whenever I do anything, I do things to make myself happy and to be successful in it. Right.
Yep.
Like money and stuff like that. Follow right. that. Eventually.
100%.
If you're doing it because you're passionate, like just keep doing it regardless and just keep hustling and, you know, hopefully crack into that market soon.
Yes. Oh, I can feel somebody somewhere that like really resonated. Like I just feel like, yeah, somebody needed to hear that, but I totally agree with you. There's so many artists who went above and beyond, during that and spent the time building up those communities online. So I completely agree with you, like came out of the pandemic with way more fans and people on social media, going on TikTok, blowing up. It's crazy. You kind of like have the power in your hands to do this. Yeah, yeah. It's fucking nuts. But I want to hear too a little bit about you now traveling for shows, because I can't even imagine. So like, what is that like? What does your schedule look like, and how many shows are you going to?
Let's start with what I've gone to. So I think I've gone to 3 festivals already, and about seven festivals.
Oh my god!
Mostly on the back end, but yeah, like I went to one in October, right, in Orlando. Again, another one in Orlando in December. Then I went to Ubi, the first like
festival back.
First festival back. That was magical. Sunset, and then I after Sunset, which was really funny. Me and my partner, my business partner, we decided to drive down to Miami just to hang out. Right. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of shows. Mayweather was going to fight. Right. And I wasn't sure I was staying, but I had a flight back to New York that Friday after that weekend, right? We're going to say 5 days, whatever. And we actually like, we had different plans too, which is like, you know, he had his own plans and I had my own plans. So we drove down and I ended up staying an extra week. Right. And on Thursday, a week and a half, Thursday evening, the following week. So like a week and 4 days after sunset, I said, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to Forbidden Kingdom. And I just decided to send it. So like, it was like literally last minute. I said, you know what? I'm going, rented another
That's
car.
That's awesome.
Drove up with a couple of friends to
Orlando.
Yeah. And, that was a lot of fun. It was just like so many different experiences, so many people I've met. It's like, and there's just so many shows.
Dude, a lot.
Yeah. So I will be traveling a good amount. Like before this pandemic was over or like as it comes to a close, I've been saying it for a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to see my house or my apartment
ever again.
If I spend 3 days or 5 days a month in my apartment, that's enough, right? I'm paying them their rent and I'll pay.
Fair enough. Yeah.
I'm good. I don't need to, I'll find a sidewalk to sleep on. Give me a tent, give me a hotel room. You know, I don't need much. I want to be out and about. And I've been doing
My God. That's amazing. Is it work for you at the shows, or like, can you obviously like enjoy yourself, or yeah, what's the whole experience like at a show?
It's a mixture, right? Like, yeah. I love music. I go for the music. Mm-hmm. I go for the people, right? Sometimes it feels like work, but I know how to kind of be very lighthearted with what I do, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like working with so many amazing individuals that would promoters, artists, and just people, right?
Mm-hmm.
We could just build up friendships while we're at the shows, mm-hmm. and kind of keep this talk away from the shows and just enjoy the moment. Right. Able to not always be in the crowd, right. Like being in the crowd is great, but being able to have a little bit of space, like, you know, 3 feet, right. Not 6 feet, six. I'm just kidding. but being able to have a little space is also very nice. So like, it has its ups and downs, but yeah, I definitely always enjoy myself when I go to shows. And when I do find myself like I'm dying down because it's like too, like the business is draining me, I just find myself leaving a little bit early. But it doesn't happen as often as people would think, you know?
Right.
Because if you're at a Tiesto show in New York City, I just saw Tiesto a week and a half ago, you're going to be vibing, right? You're going to be like, you know, jumping up and down. You're going to be,
you got to enjoy it.
Yeah, you're going to be like, it doesn't matter if you're sober or tasky, it doesn't matter. You're just going to have fun. So it's just, it's that type of feeling, you know?
What a cool job. Yeah, seriously. Right. It's like, awesome that you've done this.
Well, yeah. But like, what festivals are you going to? Like you're not off the hook.
Oh man. I haven't even gone to my first one since EDC Orlando 2019 was my last festival, which is fucking crazy. But the first one will be ARC. I'm definitely doing that, 'cause that lineup was amazing.
Chicago. Okay. So Eric Prydz is there.
Eric Prydz, Srezdy. Yep. I'm not missing that. so that would be first.
North Coast is the same weekend, right?
Yeah, there's a lot Labor Day weekend. They kind of just packed them all in there. But that was the one I've done Izu. I mean, love Izu. I've done it 3 times. So it was either do Izu again or go to a new festival. And I've never been to Chicago. So I'm doing that. Imagine EDC Vegas and EDC Orlando. So yeah, so excited.
I love that. I'll probably see you 3 out of those 4.
Yay. Hell yeah. So
I'll let you know. Maybe we'll meet up somewhere and catch an artist that we both like.
Definitely. Oh my God. It's going to be amazing. I mean, how do you feel about like your take on festivals now? Cause you obviously EDM Train promotes every kind of festival, small, big, doesn't matter. You've kind of got it all there. So thoughts on, you know, we talked about this rest of this year. It just seems like they're just trying to cram everything in there, but even going into 22, 23, like, do you think we're going to see more small scale festivals? Yes. Any new ones? Well, yep.
Of course. I just think that in general, there's a market for it, right? Like, I feel like during the pandemic, there was not very many positive things to hold like your hat on. And I think music was one of the things that kept people going, right?
Yeah.
Kept people being severely depressed. That includes myself, right? I'm not beyond being depressed. Like music really helped me. It helped a lot of my friends. It helped families. Mm-hmm. It helped people deal with a lot of things. And I just felt like all these artists that kept producing, right, and they're bringing their music out now or brought it like some live streams during the pandemic, they helped a lot of people. They built some long life fans.
Mm-hmm.
And these are the people that, like, these are the people that are going to be at those shows that are going to get bigger, right, that in like pre-pandemic may not have made it even at all. And I just think because of those abundance of artists, you could throw more of these shows and there's more of a demand for it. Yeah. I don't see the demand decreasing. Like right now, I feel like we're like kind of like in Christmas shopping time or holiday time, whatever it is, right? And like people are just like buying all their gifts, like they're cramming it all in. It's like after Black Friday and the holidays, right after New Year's or whatever. But like, so we're in that period of euphoria and like trying to get to all these shows. So yes, will it die down slightly? Yes, eventually. But we haven't even reached the top yet.
Right.
Like we're still on the upside.
Yep.
So like once we get to that top, that the top will kind of flatten out a little bit, but I don't see it like crashing down where it's like, whatever. Totally. I think we're going to have 2 to 2.5 times more festivals yearly than we did in 2019. And I see that continuously growing, but like I could see that rise and we've been seeing it on the platform where like a lot of these festivals that I've never even heard of before are like throwing a name in a hat and I love that. Like for instance, this past weekend, I think Asteria Music Festival, Music Festival in Orlando, they did a great job. They put a great stage. I think this was their first year. I don't quote me, I could be wrong, but I had not heard of them before and they did a great job. Like, you know, they put up a good production. They pulled a lot of people and, you know,
that's good. I heard some controversial thoughts on Asteria. Yeah,
so I
they ran into some issues though.
I heard about those issues. Again, yeah. Nothing is perfect. Right?
No, there's always going to be something.
But I like commend them for like
correcting.
It's hard to come out of a pandemic and like, you know, decide, hey, like, let's go for it. And I respect them a lot for still going for it, right? Like, again, it was not easy. I spoke to them and like prior and they were stressed, right? They were stressed. I can't even imagine.
Yeah.
Right. And I have so much respect for people that, you know what, instead of shutting down when there's adversity, that they push through and you know what, like a lot of things obviously didn't go as planned, but you know, you saw them trying to recover and working at it instead of just like laying flat. And
Oh no, so. There's so many I don't know what it is. I mean, who knows, Mother Nature, universe, but it's not been kind to festivals this year. And I genuinely feel because to come out of a pandemic and then you have abduction get shut down a couple hours in, then you have seismic dance event have to cancel. I feel, you know, these people haven't had business for an entire year. Like they don't want it to go that way either. It's weather has not been kind, unfortunately. So I feel for everybody.
Orlando's like never like a good climate, right?
Forbidden Kingdom was bad too, right?
Yes. Yeah. Like the first day, It was God. So hot and it was so wet. It's like,
yeah.
I think I got sunburned, and then drenched.
Yeah.
Several times. Like I dried off several times. Do you know how annoying it is to dry off after you're drenched and then getting wet again? It's like awful.
Yeah.
I felt like I remember showering that night and like just taking off a clean layer of like dirt and dust. Yeah. I'm like, wow. Like, so I didn't tan as much as I thought I did.
So fun. It's, yeah, you just, I mean, you can't prepare, like this shit happens, but I think it's, I totally agree with you. I think we'll see a lot of hopefully recovery in 2022, see a yeah. bunch of events coming back, but I think it's really cool to see some of these artists like throwing events too. Like you've got Slander coming out with Starbase right. and then Elenium right. having a takeover. Like these all-inclusive takeovers are very interesting to me as well. I didn't get to do any of them, but like what's better than fucking all-inclusive hotel and a festival combined into one? Sounds amazing.
it sounds like Cancun to me.
They're getting I love the creativity though. Like, you know, you had to figure out a way to do all this stuff, but I think more of those curated experiences seem like a cool way to go in the future as well. So I'm extremely hopeful and hopefully Europe and do you guys do international as well? Or right now it's just United States.
Right now it's Canada, the US, and we're just breaking into Mexico a little bit. Like we're just okay. festivals. Right now we have EDC Mexico. I don't think there's much else, mm-hmm. but we will eventually get to other places. We just want to make sure that we get everything right in the States, mm-hmm. right? And everything going. And then eventually get to Europe. Right. But there's no rush.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, the site is worldwide, right? So mm-hmm. if you're on EDMtrain.com, the site is worldwide. The app is strictly to North America currently, but okay. we'll make our way into other markets. It's just a matter of time, but we don't do things like out of need to like grow faster, but just making sure that we do things correctly mm-hmm. and do it well. Like, you know, we want to make sure that like the user experience doesn't decrease because we added like another 4 or 5 million users, right? Because mm-hmm. if we open up Europe, it'll attract a lot more users and it may slow down the servers and we may not be able to handle all that right up front. So we still have a lot of building to do and a lot of things to do in the States and mm-hmm. Canada and definitely Mexico, great, huge market there with Tulum and Cancun and Mexico City and like all those other little side places. But, we will eventually.
You've got your hands full. I think right now, especially with events. Yeah. I mean, my last question to you. Yeah. What is like the second half of your year look like? I know you have a bunch of events coming up, but yeah. What's the future look like short term?
The future, you mean like festivals? Like where am
I? For you, for EDM Train. Yeah.
So with EDM Train, we're just going to continue working with people and just the connections that we built over the past year and a half, continue strengthening them. Working with venues a little closer, working with promoters a little closer, getting closer to the community. Like we may actually be announcing our first ever EDM Train event, like a show that we'll throw in the city. So that's awesome. Coming up. TBD, maybe mm-hmm. announced today, maybe not. We'll see. But
well, this will be out in 2 weeks, so don't worry.
So the show will actually probably be in a couple of days then.
All right, go check out their Instagram so you guys can go.
we've been listing events for so long and we mm-hmm. love doing it, you know, and you know I do want to have that feeling of putting something together where like we're bringing people even closer together and mm-hmm. getting closer. I think that's personally my next step. With EDM Train, we're going to continue to just get people together, like mm-hmm. get better curation, work with festivals more to fill up the spaces. Mm-hmm. Just that's always been our goal, is to help people find stuff. And we have a lot of things in the works with regards to how we're going to like what we're going to add to the platform. So yeah. that's definitely, you know, stay tuned. I'm not going to spill everything here,
check it out.
Have a lot of, yeah, definitely check it out. It's one of the easiest platforms to use. You could add stuff. You could add your own shows if you're throwing them. And
that's awesome.
Yeah. Just have fun. Like, mm-hmm. that's the whole purpose of the platform, just to enjoy your time and find, meet new friends and find the artists that you're looking for. So
I love it. Yeah, no, it's such an incredible resource. I love that you allow people to submit their own events and support smaller creators, businesses, all that good stuff. So it's been amazing to see the evolution. I'm so excited you guys are on the other side of everything. Plug where people can find you and EDM Train.
So on Instagram, it's just at EDM Train. For the website, it's edmtrain.com. If you want to download the app, you could go on any app store, Play Store, or if you want to type it into the online, just put edmtrain.com/app, and it'll take you right to our app if you can't find it for any reason. But generally speaking, if you're looking for any event in general, and you just write EDM in Google or EDM events, the first thing that'll pop up.
You'll find us.
EDM Train, yeah.
That's awesome.
And we don't even pay for ads. Like it's just there. So it's
Can people buy merch? Or is this just your merch?
so this is a prototype.
Cool.
So like I'm trying out different things. Like has the drips on the sides.
Very right? cool.
Just,
yep.
There's a few things we have to fix, like the tracks just have to be fixed a little bit. Make it a little more like higher.
Testing it out here. Yeah. Like, awesome.
So, but yeah, we also have the hats. This has been on sale for a while. We just got a little bit busy with everything. So like we haven't really been keeping up with it. We're launching the store probably a little bit in a month or two. There's no real hurry. Most of the merch that we get, we give away anyways, but just people asked for it. So we did a merch store and like it does well. But it's just an extra step to what we're doing. It just takes up a lot of time. So
yeah, it's not the main focus.
We will replenish the store eventually and like open it up again. But most of the time when we're at festivals or anything like that, I generally bring like 20 to 50 shirts with me and I just start giving them out. Like,
that's awesome.
You get a small, you get a large. and then the guys are like, be like, no, I'm a large. And the girls will be like, I'm a small. And I'm like, okay.
You guys know who to look for at a show. Yeah. Ask him if he's got any merch on him, but no, this was so awesome. It was so nice meeting you. And I appreciate you taking the time today and yeah, everybody go show some love and support, you know where to find them. Anthony, hang tight. Everybody else will be back in just a second. All right, you guys, we are back. I hope you enjoyed that interview with Anthony. Seriously, huge shout out to him. Definitely go check out EDM Train if you guys aren't already connected with the platform. Like I said, it's my number one resource to figure out where shows are locally. And I also use the festivals tab all the time because they have everything listed there. So it's an incredible resource. They have an Instagram platform as well. So definitely go show them some love and support. Tell them Rave Culture Cast sent you, all that good stuff. All right. I have just a couple things in news here to mention, and then we'll wrap this whole thing up. But this weekend is Tomorrowland's virtual festival. I've been talking about this for a couple weeks now, guys. I still need to buy my tickets to it, but it's so cool. The experience they created last year was absolutely incredible. You can do it on your computer, you can stream it up on your screen. And it's not just shows that they have, like you can go catch the lineup on, they have like a whole timeline on their website, but they also posted that they're doing inspiration sessions, which I think is really cool. So they have all these different speakers coming on who will be doing different sessions. So like Jay Shetty, if you guys know him, he's a motivational speaker. He's going to do, it says a purpose. Oh, he's a purpose coach and former monk. Yeah. I'm reading his book right now. But they have all these incredible people who are coming on to speak. So they have a lot in store for you. So if you guys aren't already going, definitely recommend getting tickets to Tomorrowland stream. Okay. Rufus Du Sol fans. There are what's the right word? I can't think about it. Anyway, basically they are going to be dropping an album essentially. There's been teasers. That was the word. There are teasers of their new album potentially called Alive that they've been posting like, I guess, in different cities around the world. So that's really cool. So there is a song preview that you can go check out. You go to rufusdusol.com/alive and it's a song preview and it says We're Back. So that's really, really exciting. Any Rufus fans, I'm personally excited for new music from them. Okay, we got a lineup drop for 2022. It's a little early, but again, European festivals, like I mentioned, are having some issues. So Sonus Festival, which is in Croatia, usually is in August. So it got pushed next year. So it's August 21st to the 25th, 2022, at Pag Island in Croatia. They dropped their lineup and it's so fire. I can't even talk about it. Like this is prime techno and house, but like, and in Croatia, like, I can't even imagine. This festival just looks absolutely beautiful. They have 42 artists on the lineup, so you guys should definitely check this out. I've heard nothing but good things, so who knows, maybe one day I'll make it to Sonus because it just sounds incredible. So that is up. And the last thing I have for you, I'm personally really, really excited about this. So I'm local to New York City, so the main venues I go to are the Brooklyn Mirage and Avant Gardner. You guys might have heard me talk about that a bunch of times. So Jaws just announced that he is doing a Bite This block party, which sounds so fucking cool. So Bite This is his record label. It's going to be on Sunday, August 8th at the Brooklyn Mirage. It's going to be two stages, which is so dope. And right now we know Jaws is the headliner. More Kismet is playing, which I'm so excited. I've talked about them so many times. They are a 16-year-old DJ who's absolutely killing it in like the experimental bass kind of like wubby scene. Mercy is on it, Haze and Cinemata. So I'm excited. Oh, and there's a name that's blurred out, which I'm not going to say. I saw a spoiler for the name, but I'm not going to tell you guys. It's a surprise right now. But yes, if you guys want to go, definitely get tickets to that. There were some posts saying if you had tickets to, I think it was Jaws's Dangerous Waters tour pre-COVID, I believe your tickets are still valid for this block party. So if you did have tickets already, you should be good to go. But I'm so excited about that. I will definitely not be missing it. And quickly, if any of you guys are local, the other shows I plan on attending right now, Chris Lake is this upcoming weekend. It's completely sold out both days. I'm on the fence about going because everybody I know is going on Friday night, but I have to be up early Saturday morning. So I'm having so much FOMO. But we'll see if I go. You guys will see on social media if I end up deciding to just like pull the trigger and do that because it's Chris Lake. What else do I have? I'm going to go to the Elro show, which is going to be absolutely insane. I've never experienced Elro. Some of the craziest parties. It's like a fully immersive experience with performers and confetti and all incredible international house artists. So that, and that's two stages, I believe, as well. That's Saturday, July 24th. And then I'm going to Nora and Pure on Saturday, July 31st. That's it for me for the summer. I believe I don't think I'm doing shows in August. Maybe Vintage Culture. Oh, actually, Jaws. Maybe Vintage Culture because I'm dying to see him. Other than that, I will circle back when we get to fall and I will tell you what local shows I'm going to. But you can find all these things on EDM Train, guys. If you're trying to figure out what's in your area, bringing it back to EDM Train. So thank you so, so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, there's a couple ways you can show your support. First and foremost, you guys could write a review on Apple Podcasts. Take a couple seconds. It really helps me out. Most importantly, share this with a friend or share this to your Instagram stories and tag at Rave Culture Cast. That is a huge help. And what else? And like I said, I would love to see you guys inside our Facebook and Discord. I'm going to be doing another family Zoom call. I believe right now the winning date is Monday, July 19th, I think. We did a poll. Yes, Monday the 19th. I'm pretty sure it's going to be that night. So if you guys want access to that family Zoom call that we're having next week, go join the Facebook group because I will post the Zoom link in there. But I'm really excited to see everybody's faces. It's been a couple months since we've done a Zoom call. So hella pumped for that. And like I said, my new course, How to Build a Highly Engaged Social Media Audience, is still open for enrollment. It is closing on Sunday the 18th. And inside there, I will be working with content creators on building their social media engagement and teaching you everything you need to know really about how to figure out what your audience wants to see from you and how to batch content create and different engagement tactics you can use on your social media platform. So I hope to work with some of you guys inside of there. And with all that being said, thank you so, so much for being here. I hope you guys have an incredible week and I will see you next Wednesday. Bye, guys.